Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
More than a million kids drop out of high school every year in the U.S. That's why CarsForKids.org, the original car donation charity, needs your old vehicle in any condition. Cars for Kids picks up your vehicle for free while you'll be making a difference in the lives of kids in our communities to go from surviving to thriving. 100% of the net proceeds go to the kids. Donate now.
CarsForKids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is El Single Storm Podcast.
Folks, I'm not the kind of guy who wants to say, I told you so. No, that's not true. I actually do love saying, told you so. It is, but sometimes I don't like being as right as I believe that I am. In other words, when I have a point of view, and I know that's not everybody's, but when I'm proven right, it sometimes is a double-edged sword. I like being right, but what I'm oftentimes right about, it depresses me because it's like, man, called that. Because you know, when I was a kid, I was an eternal pessimist, and I had to train myself to start looking at the bright side of things. And I typically want to do that, but frankly, lately there hadn't been much to crow about, to look at the bright side of the, frankly, the only thing I have somewhat positive thinking and positive outlook on is God. Everything else is, everything of man doesn't seem to be so cool as of late. Now, let me tell you what I'm talking about here. What have I said about socialists? What have I said about Marxists? What have I said about these people that seems to be universally true about who the modern day Democrat, at least the politicians, maybe not so much their voters, although there's a significant number of their voters are also in this camp, that they get up every day trying to figure out how to tell you what to do and try to take away your rights to tell them one simple word, no. And the entitlement of these people. They believe that they are endowed, if they believe in God, that they're endowed by God. They don't believe in him, so endowed by something because of their very presence on the planet, that they have the right to tell us all what to do. So much so, they believe they're entitled to tell the opposition party what to do. Frankly, there are some in the opposition party who are paving the way for them to do it. Here's what I'm talking about. The Tarrant County Republican Party, Beau French came on the podcast recently and had a good conversation with him. And for those of you who may or may not know, I was slated to moderate 3 debates for the Tarrant County GOP. However, the incumbents / serving politicians, allegedly Republicans, all objected to me, a conservative, moderating these debates. Not exactly sure what their rationale was, only that they didn't find your liberty-loving Latino acceptable. Okay, well, by the way, all the challengers loved the fact that I was going to be the moderator. Apparently, I was going to ask some tough questions of those who are in elected office, and those who are in elected office don't like tough questions. They don't like to have to answer to we the people. So apparently my presence wasn't welcome among those who are currently serving or incumbents. Okay. So here is a letter from the Tarrant County GOP, Beau French. Yesterday, I was notified that I and the Tarrant County GOP are being sued. I will need your support and assistance if we're going to prevail. Here are the facts. A Democrat ran for and won a seat as precinct chair for precinct 4230. Based on the public records available to me, I declared that man, Chris Rector, administratively ineligible for the position of precinct chair. Those records demonstrated that Rector is a member of the Democrat Party. Ran for state representative as a Democrat in 2022, ran for Congress as a Democrat during 2024 election cycle, and has confessed he is pretending to be a Republican, and that his goal as precinct chair would be to dissolve the Tarrant County GOP and merge it with the Democrat Party. Now, Rector, who we have said all along is a Democrat bent on destroying the Tarrant County Republican Party, has hired the former chairman and current general counsel for the Tarrant County Democrat Party to sue me and the party in Tarrant County's district court. Rector and his Democrat lawyer ask the courts to control our decisions on membership and qualifications. He seeks a court order forcing the Tarrant County GOP to admit him as a member of our executive committee. This is a blatant assault on our First Amendment rights of freedom of association, engineered by the Democrat Socialist Party bent on destroying our organization. Folks, they are so arrogant that they believe that they have the right to come into conservative slash Republican organizations and destroy them from within. The arrogance and the underhandedness of the Democrat Socialists cannot be overstated. These people are menaces. They're disgraceful. They're disgusting human beings. And the arrogance of these people. Now, I wish it was only confined to the left side of the aisle. However, the aforementioned incumbents that I was talking to you about, they seem to be adopting many of these same left-wing idiotic practices. I'm going to take you to a post by the name from a guy by the name of Joe, Pajman. He's a PhD, allegedly. That's what he claims on his Twitter account. You spell that name, by the way, folks. J-O-E-P-O-J-M-A-N. He is the executive director, we're told, of the Texas Alliance for Life. Now, you would expect someone with that august title, PhD and all that, and to be representing allegedly a pro-life group, to be honest. But apparently, he's not. He had this post about David Lowe, who was opposing Stephanie Click, and I want to read it to you. Now, the Alliance for Life, the Texas Alliance for Life, is putting its name, and Joe Pajman, folks, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, I just don't know how to pronounce this guy's last name. P-O-J-M-A-N. This is what they said about David Lowe, again, opposing an incumbent, Stephanie Click, by all accounts, a moderate Republican. At David Lowe for Texas does not deny that he supports the death penalty for teen girls on whom abortions are performed. This would be a terrible policy that would destroy the pro-life gains in the Texas legislature, where unborn children are already protected from abortion beginning at conception. So he's saying that David Lowe, and this is very clear, does not deny that he supports the death penalty for teen girls. And I said, wow, that's amazing. That's something I didn't know. So I asked the good doctor for proof on Twitter. You guys can find this. It's on Twitter. I said, surely you have proof. And so the good doctor here, the executive director for Texas Alliance for Life, links to a survey that is blank. It's blank. No way to attribute it to Mr. Lowe or anybody. He sent that allegedly, I guess it was what I'm gleaning here, to Mr. Lowe, and he didn't fill it out. So the good doctor here says, he does not deny that he supports the death penalty for teen girls. Uh-huh. So a blank survey indicts somebody. The good doctor here could have said he sent it to you. He could have said he sent it to me. And because you declined to fill it out, he says, ah, that's proof that you want to execute little girls who get abortions. I don't know on what universe that is proof whatsoever, but I asked the good doctor, the doctor, could I apply the same standard to the candidate you're supporting? A blank survey could also indicate Representative Click holds the same view that you're ascribing to Mr. Lowe. No answer. I asked again, doctor, would that be a fair standard for me to apply to Representative Click? No answer. Folks, I don't like dirty tricks in politics, whether it's Democrats trying to infiltrate and destroy the Republican Party from within, or people who are allegedly Republican, allegedly right-leaning, basically undertaking underhanded and, frankly, dishonest tactics worthy of a Democrat just to see their desired elected official in office. Can't we just have an honest debate, at least on the right side of the aisle? Can't we? No, apparently not. Because there are some uncomfortable questions that those who are incumbents don't want to answer. Speaking of Mr. Lowe, he joins the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy one-sixth of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too. Faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
As I mentioned in the segment leading up to this interview, folks, your liberty-loving Latino was slated to conduct another debate. I conducted a debate in CD26 among the Republicans, made sure the debate was focused on conservatism and conservative principles. And it went off without a hitch. All the participants were happy. The conservatives who were running for this open seat, as Congressman Burgess is hanging up his cleats, they were very happy to discuss Republican / conservative priorities. However, I ran into a buzzsaw when I was asked to moderate some debates in the runoff elections that are happening here in the state of Texas. The incumbents / office holders or folks who are more centrist all rejected your liberty-loving Latino. All the folks who were challenging those individuals accepted me. One of those individuals, David Lowe, he's a native of Texas, combat veteran, former regional director of the Republican Party of Texas. He's a family man, lives in North Texas, where he is in a runoff with a woman named Stephanie Click. Mr. Lowe, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, sir.
Pleasure's all mine. First off, thank you for serving the country, number one. Number two, you have a quote that's out there for your campaign. Quote, Texans keep voting right but getting left. Texas has become the wait-and-see state. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, CPAC, for example, has ranked us the 26th most conservative state, and we've had the majority for over two decades. So we're not getting it done. For example, you know, my opponent wants to claim that she is a pro-medical freedom hero. It took eight legislative sessions to ban vaccine mandates, and yet we still have not covered protecting everyone. It took five legislative sessions to ban puberty blockers to stop sex change surgeries. And it, you know, the bill that would label child gender modification as child abuse has sat in my opponent's committee for over 1,100 days. We need to start leading instead of following.
Understood. Now, as I mentioned off the top, me being a conservative, I seem to rub a lot of these incumbents or current office holders or those who want to capture the middle seem to rub them the wrong way and their advisors the wrong way. Why would Stephanie Click's campaign, in your opinion, not want a debate moderated by a conservative?
In my opinion, she doesn't want to face the tough questions, just like she didn't show up for any of the polling during the primary, is because she doesn't have good answers, right? She's running on a miserable record. She was elected in 2012, and we're not getting it done. You know, she's going to send out these fancy mailers. She's going to talk crap about me and do all this stuff to distract the voters. You know, look, marketing, campaign marketing is a science, just like everything else.
Sure.
And she's running a Biden campaign because, well, for some reason it works with some people.
Well,
but that's going to change.
Well, you say that the establishment is getting pretty nasty in their attacks on you. Why don't you give folks the G-rated version of what they're doing to you?
Yeah, sure. So as a former law enforcement officer, I worked in jail and juvenile corrections. She is saying that I profited from sex trafficking, which is absolutely false. She also
Hold on. Yes. So you put bad people in jail, and Stephanie Click says you profited off of sex trafficking. That's what she's saying.
Yes, absolutely. And that minimizes the actual victims of sex trafficking,
wow,
which is political pawn.
Okay.
And it's not something I can make up. Furthermore, she continues to share a lie that I want to execute women who have an abortion, which is absolutely the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. My position on abortion is in line with the Republican Party platform. So the truth doesn't matter to her. You know, for example,
well, hold on a minute. What is her position? Since she won't likely take questions from me, what is Stephanie Click's position on abortion? Does she believe in the slaughter of children in the womb and that government should allow the Nazi-esque process of abortion on demand?
Well, the truth is she's pro-life, right? And
she passed
the Heartbeat Act.
Okay.
But look, it doesn't matter what the issue is. These incumbents will take something and twist it around.
Well, wait a minute. I think that is pretty actually honorable of you that you didn't take the opportunity to misrepresent her. You told the truth about her record, whereas you're alleging that she's not out there telling the truth about you. That's very interesting. David Lowe is our guest right now, folks. He is running in HD 91. To be the next representative from that district here in the great state of Texas in the Texas House. I have some questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Should Texas be with your service to our country? I think I know the answer, but do you think Texas should be selling land to enemies of the United States of America, like China, like Iran, like Mother Russia?
Absolutely not. You know, as you know, a Chinese businessman bought 140,000 acres of Texas farmland recently. And we are selling out to the enemy. Not only do we have an invasion at our southern border, we're allowing these people that don't actually love our country to buy up our land, and it's disgusting. And that's another example of the wait-and-see state. Why are we not leading on this issue?
Well, wait a minute. Lois Kolkhorst, who is an actual center-right conservative woman, introduced legislation to stop that. But Dade Phelan, Stephanie Click's speaker, Dade Phelan made sure that bill was killed in deference to Democrats, because Democrats want our enemies to be able to buy land in Texas. Did your opponent, Stephanie Click, raise a stink at all about that, the defeat of that bill?
You know, I've been running against Stephanie Click for 3 years, and I still don't even know where she stands on many of the issues, because all she does is vote along how she's told. You know, Dade Phelan gave her over $500,000.
Oh,
and so she will do exactly what he tells her to do.
Exactly. And again, for my own part, I have not seen Stephanie Click denounce once the defeat of that bill, which many people believe is a common sense bill. Here's another question for David Lowe, folks, running in HD 91 in the runoff against Stephanie Click. School choice and parental education freedom. Where are you on school choice, and where is Stephanie Click?
Well, Stephanie Click voted for school choice in the Texas legislature, which is a good thing. However, I absolutely support school choice, right? I support it. I support the governor. It is time that we open up some competition and we start putting children first, instead of the needs of administrators and these ISDs. You know, states around the country have had major success from school choice, and Texas should be the next state to do so.
Right. We're over 30 states that have some form of parental school choice and education freedom. And now many of the people who are who call themselves Republicans, they weren't really, who opposed parental school choice and education freedom, many of them have been kicked out of their office, and many of them are in runoffs right now. And the universal school choice bill is likely to come up in the next session. And if you are representing HD 91 and it is universal school choice, will you vote yes or no?
I will absolutely vote for school choice 100% of the time. It is time to put kids first.
Amen. All right. A couple of last questions here. Should the Texas speaker be chosen by Democrats, in your view, a practice that Stephanie Click has allowed to go unchallenged her entire tenure?
Absolutely not. You know, Nancy Pelosi would never appoint a Republican to chair a committee. So why are we surrendering power to the minority?
Well, I'll get to the committees in a minute, but as you know, what happens with the Republicans since the Charlie Guerin Gang of 11 coup, a fake Republican goes to Democrats and says, what do you need? And they give him a list. And then he, whether it be Strauss, whether it be Bonin, whether it be Phelan, goes in and says, yeah, I'll do all that stuff for you, which resulted in this last legislative session, Mr. Lowe, for example, having two of the eight Republican priorities passed, while hundreds of Democrat bills were prioritized and passed. So that's how it works. I'm just talking about, should Democrats be instrumental in choosing the Republican speaker, or should it only be a Republican decision to make?
It should only be the Republican decision to make.
Okay.
That's a legislative priority, and I support all of our priorities.
Now, I know you were jumping ahead to the idea of a speaker appointing majority Democrat committees or Democrats to chair important committees to kill conservative legislation so it never comes up for a vote. Where are you on that?
Democrats should never lead anything in a Republican-controlled legislature.
All right. And Stephanie Click has never condemned that process and that way of doing business in the Texas House, to my knowledge. David Lowe is a Texas native, combat veteran, former regional director for the Republican Party of Texas. If folks want to help you in your runoff efforts, where can they go?
Please visit DavidLowe4Texas.com And if you have any additional questions, my number is 817-253-1214, and let's make Texas conservative again.
Wow. Gives out his phone number, too. Mr. Lowe, thank you very much. Appreciate the visit. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, folks. Watch all of the runoff news at TexasScoreCard.com. That's where it's going to unfold. As a matter of fact, we're doing our very best to make a one-stop shop, so all of those who may have a runoff in your district, you will be informed about the challengers who are saying of the incumbents it's time for them to move on to other things. The biased press is doing their best to tamp down these runoffs, so of course that means I want to elevate them and make sure they are on the radar screen of individuals here in Texas. In my personal view, I believe that we need to make the political earthquake that struck Texas on Super Tuesday, we need to make a resulting tsunami come of that in these runoff elections. Also visit ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you'll find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That is simulcast on Getter and Rumble and on Newsmax 2. Then we go to Newsmax 1 in the afternoon for Nothing But TV every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.